Once again, I want to say how much I appreciate when you send in questions. It shows that you're searching. That's a great thing. If you're turning your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, we'll be looking at a question in particular dealing with the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes people's thoughts about the Holy Spirit is that he is not only an entity hard to understand or a person hard to understand, but oftentimes we somehow put him in a category that makes him strange to us. So we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 8, and the question that's given is, who is in us? Is it Christ or is it the Holy Spirit? And I would say the answer is yes. We're going to read why I would say that, as the person actually gives the text that probably is a key passage in this, Romans chapter 8, verse 9, and Romans chapter 8, verse 10. If you look with me in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, we'll read this way. However, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. So clearly Scripture is telling us that who dwells in us? The Spirit of God, right. But he goes on and says within the same verse, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, so whose Spirit is it? Who is the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. So this is why you can say emphatically that Christ dwells within me as well as the Spirit of God dwells within me, because it is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He goes on and says, and if Christ is in you, there's the next verse, which is telling us that the two are inseparable. It is the Spirit of Christ that dwells within us. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who indwells within you. And then if you'll drop on down to verse 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery, leading again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. It is the Spirit of Christ that cries out, Abba, Father. This is, you might want to mark off the side, Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Which states that we have the Spirit of God's Son within us. It is the Spirit that cries out, Abba, Father. So who is it that cried out, Our Father, which art in heaven? It is Jesus Christ. That same Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is that which dwells within you. An interesting picture is given in John chapter 20, and if you turn with me, it is the plain indication that the Holy Spirit is literally the Spirit of Jesus Christ. John chapter 20, if you'll turn there with me, and drop all the way down to verse 21. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And he said this, and as he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, what? Receive the Holy Spirit. You could actually put in there, he breathed on there, on them and said, receive my Spirit. This is why John will say in John chapter 3, verse 34, it is Jesus who gives the Spirit without measure. And John chapter 14 tells us, as Jesus so clearly puts it in verse 26, that the Spirit of God will teach all things and will bring to remembrance all the things about Jesus. As he'll say in John chapter 15, verse 26, the Spirit of God, which is called the Spirit of Truth. Now, wait just a second. Who else is this way, the truth, and the life? That's Jesus. So the Spirit of Truth, he says, will bear witness of me and will tell of me. So why would that be true? Because it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So if the Spirit of Jesus Christ is in you, when you are filled with the Spirit, who do you look like? Jesus. You look like Jesus. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? So you're not rolling around and looking like a strange being, but you're looking like the person of Jesus Christ, in that your desire is to do the will of the Father, and your desire is to walk in the righteousness of the Son. And when you come before the Father, you cry out, Dad. You have the Spirit of Christ within you. A wonderful thing to realize that Jesus Christ has given us of His Spirit. And Scripture tells us that because of this, we're sealed until the day of redemption. We have the Spirit of Christ within us. Who dwells within us? Jesus Christ dwells within us, for it is His Spirit that is within us. Father, we give You thanks for Your loving kindness and the very fact that You have not abandoned us, but You have given us of Your Spirit, that we would, even now, feel close to You and have the confidence that You are coming back for us. We pray that as we come today, that You will stir within our hearts Your Spirit, that we would become more like You in all that we do, until every man is complete in the person of Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.